USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democrats are not impressed with the Senate's stimulus bill. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the body will vote on a package to reauthorize the Paycheck Protection Program on Tuesday, but Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says the bill is leaving people behind.
This bill that he's putting on the floor again is not a bill about helping people. It's a bill about leaving people behind. Who does Mitch McConnell want to leave behind? He wants to leave behind every single person in this country who is worried about COVID-19. No help for our hospitals, not enough for tracing, not enough for testing, not enough for our doctors and nurses. Just leave them behind.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans support Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll found that 51% of respondents were in favor of Barrett's ascension to the highest court in the land, with 46% opposed. A full vote on her confirmation will take place next Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Supreme Court nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett will get a vote on the Senate floor next Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirmed the scheduling of the vote, saying it will be a chance to put another judge in position who will follow the law.
With regard to the Supreme Court justices, I think you've already written, we'll be voting to confirm Justice to be Barrett next Monday. And I think that will be another signature accomplishment in our effort to put on the courts, the federal courts, men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of the judge is to actually follow the law.
Wall Street followed Washington's optimism that a deal on a stimulus package can get done. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 113 points to finish just above 28,000 points. The S&P 500 ended the day up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ made slight gains to finish just over 11,500 points. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Wildfires in Colorado rage as one blaze is headed to containment, at least for now.
Firefighters in Colorado were able to gain ground against the state's largest wildfire on record. The Cameron Peak fire is now over 205,000 acres and 51% contained as of Tuesday morning. Incident Commander Dan Dallas says they're finally able to go on the offense despite near critical fire weather conditions. Officials were able to fly aircraft, tankers, and helicopters conducting drops over a 24-hour period. A red flag warning will go into effect Wednesday at noon through Thursday morning, meaning conditions to rapid fire spread will exist. The Cameron Peak fire started in mid-August and is burning west of Fort Collins. Full containment isn't expected until sometime in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Drug manufacturer AstraZeneca could resume their trial of a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as this week. According to reports, the company may be ready to restart its trial after reviewing a serious illness in the study. The trial was halted on September 6th after one of the study's participants came down with a serious spinal inflammatory disorder. Police in Florida have charged 7 people in a trafficking ring that trapped and sold thousands of flying squirrels to buyers in Asia. The suspects face felony charges of dealing in stolen property, money laundering, and racketeering. The flying squirrel is a protected animal in Florida. The group is accused of trapping as many as 3,600 animals over a 3-year period, worth an estimated $1 million. 6 suspects have already been arrested, while one remains at large. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.